Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Tucker Paulson. I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson
and Jacob Burgess.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe, and five-star rate. So how was y'all's week?
I've been home all week, so boring.
Yeah, you've been home all week sick.
Yeah.
So. Jacob, how was your week?
Mine was pretty hectic. Had our IB English exams. Been studying hard for them. Then we got history next week. And me and my couple buddies started our own lawn care business, so we've had our first two or three jobs, made a couple $100, so we'll be trying to do that throughout the summer. So
nice little side hustle.
Yeah, for sure.
What are y'all doing? Sorry.
How was your week?
My week was all right. Monday we went to region. We played second in the region, right behind Myrtle Beach. And then our number one won the whole region, so he was named region player of the year.
Shout out Jacob Pullen.
Shout out Jacob Pullen. Jacob Pullen, our goat.
What are y'all doing this summer?
Same thing. Golf.
Basketball.
Golf and work.
Yeah.
Jacob, what are you doing this summer?
I plan to pick up a few jobs, get my bag up before I start school so I can afford school. But other than that, yeah, just chilling.
Where are you planning on going to college at?
I'm going to Anderson. Yeah, I went up there for Boys State. I'm going back this summer, so.
You gonna play soccer there?
I'm thinking about trying to. You know, before I really wanted to walk on, but then the more days I go without soccer, the more I realize I enjoy my time doing other stuff. So, you know, I'm in between.
Completely understandable.
Yeah. And now it's time for the Red Fox Week in Review. Last Friday night, the Hartsville girls soccer team ended their regular season with the win over the Governor School of Science and Math 6-0. Chloe Jewel Mia Blanford scored all six goals for the Lady Foxes. Jewel had four goals and assist another. Mia Blanford had two goals for the Foxes.
Last Friday night was the final game of the season for the Red Foxes. They came out and scored first and took a 1-0 lead to the half. The Foxes controlled most of the game, and Barnes Hall scored his second goals in the 48th minute to put Hartsville up 2-0. GSSM would find the net twice late in the game to tie the game and push it into overtime. The overtime period was a golden goal period, meaning whoever scored first would win the game. Unfortunately, there was no score, and the game ended in a tie.
Hartsville scored six runs in the first four innings, which is enough to put away May River in a 6-4 win Monday. In the second inning, the Red Foxes got on the board with a leadoff walk and a sacrifice bunt to move the runner to second. Then Brandon Anderson double-scored Webb Barnes from second. May River scored two in the top of the third to go ahead 2-1, but Hartsville would answer right back. In the bottom of the third, Jackson Moore led off with a double, followed by a single by McKendree Douglas, putting the runners on the corners. Andrew Askins grounded out, but scored more from third to tie the game 2-2. Webb Barnes would reach base due to an error, which scored Douglas, and the Foxes were up 3-2. A walk to Brandon Harrison loaded the bases. Brandon Anderson hit a high pop fly, shallow left field, that was dropped along Barnes to score and put Hartsville up 4-2 at the end of the third inning. Hartsville added two more runs to the fourth on an RBI single by Askins. Later, a sacrifice fly by Jay Nackerson scored Douglas from third to put the Foxes up 6-2. The Foxes would give up two unearned runs in the seventh, but it was too little, too late for May River. Three Red Fox pitchers saw action that game. John Alexander got the start and went four innings, giving up two runs by striking out three to get the win. Dawson Lloyd pitched two innings, giving up no runs while striking out two. Brandon Anderson finished the game with two innings pitched, giving up the last two unearned runs. Batting for Hartsville, Jackson Moore, McKendree Douglas, Andrew Askins, Webb Barnes, and Brandon Anderson each recorded one hit.
On May 2nd, Hartsville beat May River 11-1 to advance to the round two of the winner's bracket in the 4A playoffs for softball. Kane Thompson got the Lady Foxes on the board in the second inning on a two-run home run to center field. Thompson would follow up in the third inning with another two-run homer to the left field to put the Foxes up 6-1 after three innings. Hartsville would score four more in the fourth and add the 11th run in the fifth to finish the game by run rule. Trinity Davis was the starting pitcher. She pitched three innings, scattering four hits while giving up one run and striking out four batters for the win. Ailey Bailey finished the last two innings, allowing two hits, no runs, while striking out three. At the plate, Thompson had two hits, both home runs, and four RBIs.
On Tuesday, the Lady Foxes couldn't get anything going and lost 9-0 to Bluffton. The win was strong in the first half and hindered the Foxes getting the ball out of their own end. Bluffton took some early momentum and continued through the game with a strong defense, matching the Foxes' speed. The Lady Foxes had a very successful season and looked to improve in the offseason.
Tuesday, the HHS boys and girls track and field teams competed in the Region 6 4A championship at Wilson High School. Our boys finished in the region runner-up position in the team standings, and our girls finished fifth in the team standings. Our boys 4x100 meter relay won the region championship in their event. DeMarion Cove won the boys long jump, and Nyla Seegers won the girls shot put. Athletes that finished in the top four spots in their event move on to lower state championship at the Wilson High School on May 13th.
Hartsville dropped Wednesday's game to Lou Golf Elgin 3-0. The loss will drop Hartsville to the losers bracket, and they will play Friday night at Hilton Head. Last night, Lou Golf had dominant pitching and held the Red Foxes to one hit. That combined with four Hartsville errors doomed the Foxes. Ace Gibson was the starting pitcher for Hartsville. He pitched well, allowing three hits, two unearned runs, and four innings of work. Brandon Harrison gave up two hits and one run in two innings, and Luke Holloman finished the last game, one inning and one hit allowed. Dawson McKinney got the lone hit and got a bunt single for the Red Foxes.
Thank you for listening once again. And remember, you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Tucker Post, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson
and Jacob Burgess.
And we're out. Boom.